The eye is an important symbol in many cultures and religions, ranging in meaning from offering protection to instilling fear. Protection and observation is the name of the first section of Room 1. There are 8 works in this room. In the first case, we have chosen to bring together 5 historic and contemporary objects, which include different symbolic representations of the eye to ward off evil. Due to the fragility of some of the historic objects, windows have been darkened to block any daylight, and the light levels are quite low in this gallery. Individual spotlights draw attention to jewel-like small objects in the first case behind you. The first object you encounter in the case is an ancient Egyptian amulet, also known as a wedget, depicting the eye of Horus. It is made from pale turquoise blue stone with details in yellow and black glaze. It features the eye and eyebrow of the falcon, the bird form adopted by the celestial creator god Horus, whose right and left eyes were the sun and moon, respectively. It is about the size of a bank card. In Egyptian times, wedget would have been either worn or carried, as they are often pierced from side to side at the center, so it could be worn. Because of the extreme fragility and high value of the work, it sits on a specially built mount in a case to stop any vibrations, and it can only be handled by a conservator from the British Museum, who lent the object. We have chosen to juxtapose the wedget with an amulet called an anting-anting, which is still worn across the Philippines today. Anting-anting are believed to hold the powers of health, prosperity, protection, and strength in parts of Filipino culture. They can take on a variety of different forms, but commonly appear as an amulet, inscribed or engraved, worn as a necklace underneath your clothing. This is on open display, and we invite you to touch its raised surface. The last work in this room is by the artist John Raffman, and is called 9 Eyes of Google Street View. We chose it because we think it captures some of our complex and conflicted feelings about being observed, central to many of the systems that facilitate, monitor, and control contemporary life. 9 Eyes is shown as a projection of changing images on the wall behind the case with the amulets. Since 2008, Raffman has been collating images from Google Street View. The title in reference to the 9 cameras that sit on top of Google vehicles that capture streets around the world. Details include accidentally captured and serendipitous moments, such as a dolphin leaping out of water, and disturbing ones, such as a moment when someone is hit by a car. Seen here in the gallery, the work highlights the complexity of being documented and seen without our consent.